Welcome to this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, brought to you on this beautiful Saturday, March 23, 2024. Be it consumer or business, stay tuned to the essentials of the Australian insurance sector, and don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Kicking off this week's wrap, the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, colloquially known as ACIL, if you remember, rang the alarm regarding transparency in the strata sector. ACIL is now on a mission, gathering public feedback following a series of some worrying reports on strata practices. Leading the charge for reform, they're shining the spotlight on a glaring 146 instances for regulators to scrutinize. ACIL chairperson Tyrone Shandeman made it clear that this evidence is not just requisite, but a vital stepladder towards systemic improvement. So, if you've been affected, or are privy to industry whisperings, you've been encouraged to voice your thoughts on their online survey by April 3rd. Parallelly, the Strata Community Association is developing a best practice guide to streamline commissions and relationships between brokers and strata managers. They're even targeting to incorporate these standards into their code of conduct as soon as next year. Next, we shed light on the contentious topic of disaster coverage terms. The Treasury has recognized that while standardizing these terms could clear up things for consumers, it's no silver bullet for the convoluted maze that is insurance coverage claims. Federal inquiries following the horrendous floods of 2022 echoed this sentiment too. Assistant Secretary Rob Preston has suggested expanding standard definitions to other natural hazards, even though issues like classifying floods and determining the extent of coverage still pose challenges. A talking point for insurers has been standardizing maintenance and wear and tear terms. Expected benefits, however, seem limited. The Insurance Council of Australia's initiative to define fair wear could lend a helping hand to policyholders, despite the industry grappling with constant complexities in policy implementation. Our final recap of the week brings us words from Sean Carmody, the Executive Director of APRA. Speaking at a recent Sydney conference, Carmody issued a clarion call to insurers, encouraging them to shape the future of their sector. In order to tackle challenges and plug protection gaps, Carmody emphasized the crucial role of transparency in policy details, premiums, and the impact of mitigation efforts. He underscored crystal clear communication as integral to resilience and trust within the community. Urging insurers to further enhance transparency, he prompted the building of a solid trust foundation to ensure a resilient and prosperous future for the industry and its clientele. Well, that's it from this week's Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Stay well informed, and remember, understanding the small print can make a big difference. I'm Paige Estratori, and I look forward to updating you next Saturday with what's shaking up the insurance world. Stay safe, everyone.